This is the Avyakt Moli of 4th of May 2025, original date 20th of February 2005. Say my Baba from your heart, and be a master of all imperishable treasures, and so become a carefree emperor. Today Bapdada, the bestower of fortune, is seeing the lines of fortune in the center of the foreheads of all the children. The lines of the sparkling divine stars are visible on the forehead of every child. Baba is seeing the lines of love and power in each one's eyes. Baba is seeing the line of elevated and sweet words on your lips. The line of a sweet smile is sparkling on your lips. Baba is seeing in your heart the line of being merged in the love of the Comforter of Hearts. Baba is seeing on your hands the lines of being constantly full of all treasures. Baba is seeing on your feet the lines of earning multi-millions at every step. No one else throughout the whole cycle has such elevated fortune as you children have attained at this confluence age. Are you experiencing your fortune to be like this? Do you experience the spiritual intoxication of such elevated fortune? In your heart, the song automatically playing is, "Wah, my fortune." This fortune of the confluence age becomes an imperishable fortune. Why? Because you have attained an imperishable fortune from the imperishable Father. However, you only attain this at this confluence age. It is only at this extremely elevated confluence age that you experience this special attainment of the confluence age. So does the experience of such elevated fortune remain constantly emerged? Or is it sometimes merged and sometimes emerged? What effort did you make for it? The effort for such great fortune was so easy. You simply recognized, accepted, and made Baba belong to you by saying, "My Baba." You recognized in your heart that I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. To accept Baba as mine means to be one with all rights, and you have such a big right. Just think about it. When someone asks you what you have received, what do you say? "I have attained what I wanted to attain." Nothing of the godly treasures is unattained. Have you experienced yourself to be an embodiment of such attainment? Or are you still in the process of experiencing it? The future is a different matter, but it is only at this confluence age that you experience being an embodiment of attainment. If you don't experience this at the confluence age, you will not be able to experience it in the future either. Why? The future is the reward, but the reward is created by the elevated actions of the efforts you make at this time. It isn't that you will become an embodiment of experience at the last moment. This experience is from over a long period of time at the confluence age. The special experience of being liberated in life is of the present time. It is now that you experience being a carefree emperor. So, are all of you carefree emperors, or do you have any worries? Those who have become carefree emperors, raise your hands. Have you become that, or are you becoming that? What worry do you have? Since you are the children of the bestower, what is there to worry about? You have become those, have you not? The moment you accept my Baba, the many baskets of burden are removed. Do you have any burdens? You are seeing the games of the elements and also the games of Maya. However, you see those games as carefree emperors and detached observers. People of the world are afraid, wondering what will happen. Do you have that fear? Are you afraid? You have the faith, nischay, and it is fixed, nischit, that whatever will happen will be the best of all. Why? You observe every scene as Trikaldarshis, knowers of the three aspects of time. You know very well what is happening today and what is going to happen tomorrow. You are knowledgeful, are you not? It is very clear in front of all of you what is going to come after the confluence age, is it not? The new age has to come. The people of the world ask you, will it come? They have this question, and what do you reply? It is almost here. This is why you don't question what is going to happen. You know that that beautiful golden age has to come. After the night, it is now the dawn of the confluence age. It is Amrit Vela. And after Amrit Vela, the day has to come. Those who have this faith will remain free from worry. They won't have any worries. They will remain carefree. You have received this clear knowledge of the creation from the creator of the world. Bapdada is seeing that all you children who are loving, cooperative, or in contact are bound with love and have reached your own home. Bapdada is congratulating all you loving children, you cooperative children, and you children who are in contact for reaching your home to claim your rights. Congratulations, congratulations. Does Bapdada have greater love for you children, or do you children have greater love for Bapdada? Whose love is greater? Is it yours or the father's? The father says, the children's love is greater. Look, it is because you children have love that you have come here from such faraway places. From how many countries have the children come? 50 countries. You have come from 50 countries, but who has come from the furthest away? Have those from America come from far away? You have also come from far away, but Bapdada has come from Paramdham. Where is America compared to that? Is America far away, or is Paramdham far away? Bapdada is the resident of the land that is the furthest away. You children remember the Father, and he becomes present in front of you. What does the Father now want from you children? You ask what the Father wants of you. So Bapdada wants each of you extremely sweet, sweetest children, to become a self-sovereign king. Are all of you kings? Do you have sovereignty over yourselves? Those of you who consider yourselves to have become self-sovereign kings, raise your hands. Many raised their hands. Very good. Bapdada feels love for you children when he sees you, because you have been working very hard for 63 births to go far away from sorrow and peacelessness. So the Father now wants each one of you children to become a self-sovereign, a master of yourself, to become a master of your mind, intellect and sanskars, to become a king. You need to be able to transform your mind, intellect and sanskars whenever you want, wherever you want, and however you want. Let the experience of a tension-free life constantly be emerged. Bapdada sees that it sometimes becomes merged. You think, I mustn't do this, this is right, that is wrong. However, you just think about it, but do not put it into practice. To think about it means that it remains merged, whereas to put it into practice means that it remains emerged. You are not waiting for time, are you? Sometimes you do wait for it. When you have a heart-to-heart conversation, some of you children say that everything will be fine when the time comes. However, time is your creation. You are master creators, are you not? So the master creators cannot continue on the basis of the creation. You master creators have to bring the completion of time close. Can you become the masters of your mind in a second and order your mind? Can you do this? Can you concentrate your mind? Can you put a full stop? Or is it that you try to put a full stop, but it becomes a question mark instead? What? Why? How? What is this? What is that? There shouldn't even be an exclamation mark. It should be a full stop. Become a point in a second. There isn't any other hard work. Simply put into practice the one word point. Each of you has to become an embodiment of a point. Put a point, full stop, to all waste, and churn the points of the elevated versions that you hear. There isn't any other difficulty. Remember the point, put a point, and become a point. No matter how busy you are throughout the day, every so often, try and practice this. Can you become a point in a second? Can you apply a point in a second? Only when you repeatedly practice this will you be able to claim full marks, full points in the final moments that are to come and pass with honours. This is a godly study. This is a godly sustenance. Whoever has come, and even those who have come for the first time, those who have come to celebrate a meeting for the first time, raise your hands. Many have come. Welcome. Just as you have come for the first time, so also claim the first number. You still have a chance. You may think that you have come just now for the first time, and that there are many ahead of you. But this drama has kept the chance that those who have come last can go fast, and those who go fast can come first. You have a chance, and Bhaktada calls those who take this chance the chancellors. So become a chancellor. Do you want to become a chancellor? Do you? Those of you who think that you will become a chancellor, raise your hands. Will you become chancellors? Wah! Congratulations! Bhaktada sees that all those who have come here are raising their hands. The majority are raising their hands. Congratulations, congratulations. Bhaktada has especially remembered all of you sweetest and lovely children who have come here. Why has Baba remembered you? Today many VIPs are sitting from this land and abroad in the meeting. Why were you invited? Do you know? Look, so many were given an invitation. But you who were to come have reached here. Why did Bhaktada remember you? It was because Bhaktada knows that all of you who have come are the quality souls who will become easy yogis, sahaj yogis, from being loving and cooperative, sahyogi. If you remain courageous, you will become easy yogis and can then become messengers and give others the message of easy yoga. To give a message means to become a godly messenger. It means to liberate souls from sorrow and peacelessness. After all, they are your brothers and sisters, are they not? So to give the godly message to your brothers and sisters means to liberate them. You receive a lot of blessings from this. You receive a lot of blessings by liberating any souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. And by receiving blessings, you feel a lot of internal, supersensuous happiness. Why? It is because you distributed happiness, and by distributing happiness, your happiness increases. Are all of you happy? Bhaktada is especially asking all of you, not as guests, but as those who have a right, if you are all happy. Do not consider yourselves to be guests. You are those who have a right. So are all of you happy? Yes, Baba is asking all of you who have come here, those who have come for the international guest retreat. You are called guests, but you are not guests. You are those who will become great and make others great. So ask yourself, am I happy? If you are happy, then wave your hand. You are now happy, so what are you going to do when you get back? You will share that happiness, will you not? Share a lot of happiness with everyone. The more you share, the more it will increase. Okay. Acha, you may applaud as much as you want. Everyone applauded a great deal. Just as you applauded now, so too let there constantly be the applause of such happiness, automatically. Acha. Bhaktada always says to the teachers, teachers are those through whose features the future is visible. You are such teachers, are you not? When people see you, let them have a feeling of the happiness of heaven. Let them have an experience of peace. You should be seen as angels as you walk and move around. You are such teachers, are you not? It is good. Whether you live at home or are instruments for service being done, all of you are those whose intellects have faith and will become equal to Bapdada. To you constantly elevated and fortunate souls, whether you are sitting in front of Baba in the corporeal form or are close to the heart even whilst sitting far away, to the special souls who always become instruments and successfully carry out the task of renewal, to the courageous children who move forward with zeal and enthusiasm in becoming equal to the Father, to the multi-million times wealthy souls in the world who accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step, to the souls who are constantly full, Bapdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. To the double foreign senior instrument sisters, you are giving good proof of service. It is through this that the sound will spread. By relating your experiences, the experience of others also increases, and so Bapdada is pleased. Those who are instruments for doing foreign service remain busy doing service with very good zeal and enthusiasm. You have gone from this land, but you are serving the people abroad as though you are from that land. You give them the feeling of belonging, that all of you are from everywhere, not just from one place. You are not from just London or America. You are unlimited servers. You have responsibility for the world, do you not? So Bapdada is congratulating you. You are doing very well. As you make progress, you will continue to fly very well and also make others fly. Acha. All of you are holy and happy swans. What is the work of a swan? A swan has a lot of the power of discernment. So you too are holy and happy swans who finish all waste, and by becoming powerful, you make others powerful. Are all of you ever happy? Ever happy? Now, never allow sorrow to come. You have divorced sorrow. Only then will you be able to cure the sorrow of others. So you have to remain happy and give happiness to others. You will do this work, will you not? Keep the happiness that you have received here safe inside you. Whenever something happens, just say, Baba, sweet Baba, take this sorrow. Do not keep it with you. Would you keep bad things with you? Sorrow is something bad, is it not? So remove that sorrow and remain happy. So this is the happy group, the group that gives happiness. Continue to give happiness whilst walking and moving around. You will receive so many blessings. So this group is worthy of receiving blessings. To one guest who had tears, you are happy, are you not? Now smile. Just continue to smile. Dance in happiness. Blessing. May you have a right to the kingdom and experience the flying stage by having a balance of remembrance and service. When you have a balance of having remembrance and doing service, you will continue to experience the flying stage at every step. When you do service in every thought, you will become free from all waste. let service become a part of your life, an organ. Just as every part of your body is necessary, in the same way, service is a special part of Brahmin life. To have many chances of doing service, to have a place and company, is also a sign of your fortune. Only those who take the golden chance of doing service claim a right to the kingdom. Slogan: the form of the sustenance of God's love is an easy yogi life. Avyakt signal: adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Purity is the greatest decoration of you Brahmins. Complete purity is the greatest property, royalty and personality of your life. Imbibe it and be ever ready, and the elements will begin their work. Those who have the personality of purity become complete and perfect royal souls and are called goddesses of manners. Om Shanti.